Welcome to the Beating Burnout series. This is day two, Draw Boundaries. Remember how we said in the last email slash audio file that working without boundaries is like giving everybody around you the pin to your bank account? Eventually, you're going to find an empty bank account. Every new commitment you accept, every night's sleep you forego for grading, every lunch you eat working is an energy withdrawal that you authorize. So many of us have been writing bad checks for years and calling it work ethic and dedication. I bet there are a lot of teachers around you that believe this too. It doesn't make it too easy to say no, does it? Reality check. You do not have to work beyond your limit to be dedicated. You do not have to work beyond your limit to be considered a good teacher, even if others around you still believe that. Working yourself beyond your limits is not just not sustainable, but it's not even effective. If you need evidence, take a look at your reflection from the last email slash audio. Most likely, your low energy is affecting your entire life, let alone your teaching. So let's start drawing some needed boundaries. The easiest place to start with drawing your limits, I think, is with defining the number of hours you're willing to work. Yep, willing to work. You get a say in that, friend. The second place is learning how to say no, and we'll do that tomorrow. So my first 2 years of teaching, I had no boundaries. Literally the first time my mentor told me that I needed to learn how to draw boundaries, I literally had to look up what a boundary was. Like, I Googled it. Everybody's problems were my problems, and my needs and wants were completely invisible to me. Each day, I would arrive to my dark, empty school a little earlier. I was learning how to turn on all the lights at the school. Each day, I'd leave work later and later, trying desperately to finish a to-do list that would never be finished. Sometimes I'd work until 11 or 12 at night and get up at 4 or 5 the next day. First one in, last one out. Lights on, lights off. I don't think I need to tell you that I burned out. My lack of boundaries had long since started affecting my teaching, my family, and my happiness. So one summer, I read a bunch of books and decided to make a new plan. The first step I took was to draw concrete work hour boundaries. The first boundary I drew was boundaries for usual days, or the hours that I would like to work most days. The second one was boundaries for busy days, or really the maximum I'm willing to work no matter how many to-dos there are that day. For me, my usual day boundaries became about 7 to 5, except when grad school started and I had to cut it to 7 to 3:30. But that was still way better than my 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. hours before. My busy day boundary cutoff was 7 p.m. That meant at 7 p.m., no matter what, I stopped work. I went home, spent time with my husband, exercised, read, cooked, whatever. I finally realized that I wasn't even getting that much done in those hours after 7 because I was so dang tired. It was like trying to download files from a 1-bar internet connection. It was a waste of time that I could have been using to recharge. Sometimes this cutoff time meant that I didn't plan the best I could for the next day or at all. Sometimes it meant that I graded things later than I wanted to. But guess what? Somehow, it all ended up being okay. I got more creative to speed up planning and grading, which I could do now because I had more sleep. I started to learn which corners could be cut and which couldn't. After a while, these boundaries became so routine, it felt positively sacrilegious to work past my limits. Life goals. I started to discover that the less I worked, the better I taught. Why not try this step yourself? Use this worksheet that you can see in the email to create some new boundaries for yourself. Because if you subscribe to this course, sounds like your current ones aren't working for you. When you finish, tell your family, your friends, your colleagues, whomever to help keep you accountable. Keep your reason why you need these boundaries written somewhere you can see it on your computer, your desk, your mirror, wherever you're going to see during the day. Do whatever you need to in order to prepare yourself. For the first time, you have to leave your work without finishing. It will come. Maybe put some ice cream in the freezer or some of the techniques that we'll talk about in the coming days, but that day will come. But I promise it will all turn out fine. There's a learning curve to working less, but it has to start somewhere. Becoming aware of your boundaries is the first step. Best of luck to you. If you want, let me know what you decide to do in an email. I will cheer you on and it'll make my day to hear from you. Tomorrow, we'll start talking about saying one of my favorite new words. Hint, it starts with N and ends with no. I'll see you here tomorrow.